You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network.
What was that? I don't know what that was. It's when you have the speakers on and you don't realize it. And then you open up your mic. And all I know is that it screams. Good morning on the 27th day of September, 2018. A day that promises to be rich in news. The president will meet with Rod Rosenstein at the White House today. And so, question is, will he have a job at the end of the day? Good question, right? I agree, good question. That will pale in significance to the hysteria that will go on as the hearings unfold, as Brett Kavanaugh's accuser testifies in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and then he follows her testimony with his own testimony. So that going on today. So, should be incredible political theater throughout the course of the day. And really, it's an issue that, you know, we talk about the truth and the importance of the truth and getting at the truth, but it doesn't seem to be, to me, that anybody cares about the truth. Okay? And if you follow this issue, just the way the issue, I forgot to close the window. Hold on. Okay. Sorry about that. I know when that happens because the planes take off from John Wayne Airport in Orange County. That's only a couple miles away. And all of a sudden, right after 7 o'clock, I hear jets. And I hear them too loud. That's the issue. Anyway, I was talking about how the truth doesn't matter anymore. Did it ever matter? I think it used to. I don't think it does anymore. So what you have is, this is a political fight. And it's wrapped around an issue that the nation is wrestling over, and that is the whole Me Too movement, right? And then the people that bring you the issue is the Jerry Springer crew. And so, how do you make heads or tails out of all of that? Good question, right? So we've seen just the icky stuff that comes at us every day through CNN, MSNBC, and Fox, right? Blatantly political. If you ask anybody, where do you go for the truth, they'll scratch their head. Now, there's a few people that I think are merchants of the truth. I would say one of them recently passed away, Charles Krauthammer, wasn't afraid of the truth. I'd also tell you that a guy who, when I see him on TV, Britt Hume, I think is about the truth. And I think his successor, Bret Baier, is about the truth. The rest of them, it's an event for ratings, right? Out of the Jerry Springer mold. So that's what we get today. And I guess I sent a friend of mine who I had a drink with when I was back in D.C. when we went expeditionary a while ago, a month ago or so, or 2 months. And he said, you know, people that whine about the system, they don't get it. So it reminded me of Charles Krauthammer's statement that our political discourse is the single most important discourse that takes place. Everything else pales in significance. So I don't quite, where does that take us? That takes us down a road where it's never mattered what was right. It was only what you could pass that mattered. Is that where it takes us? Is that what's real? So the only thing that's changed about that really is the landscape of it, right? We have 24/7 news coverage. Not only do we have 24/7 news coverage, but any semblance of neutrality by those news organization is cast aside as they pursue their own audiences, okay? So in the pursuit of those audiences, journalistic rules cast aside. For instance, what about corroborating stories before you write them? I don't think that's a journalistic standard anymore. And just look at all the examples that we've had. And this whole Supreme Court thing is ripe with them. Confirm with two sources? No. I've got somebody that wrote me a letter? Yes. That immediately gets tweeted out? Yes. Teasing the story? Yes. Story verified? Not really. We're going to hold it? No. So you look at it, and so the backdrop of it is a cutthroat. Has it always been cutthroat? I guess maybe it has. When you look at this particular issue, you have the ranking Democratic member, Senator Dianne Feinstein, sitting on a letter that she's had since midsummer and only introducing it after the hearings are done. Designed to what? Delay the hearings. Why didn't she introduce them? Was she interested in the truth? Well, if she was, It seems to me she would have introduced the letter as evidence and allowed committee investigators to go investigate it, come back and advise and say, hey, this is how this should be treated. She is a credible witness or she's not a credible witness. So if you're interested in the truth, but again, in cutthroat politics, that's not how it works. We don't care about the truth so much. She could be telling the truth. She could be not telling the truth. The question is, how will we use this to leverage our political agenda? And that's where we sit on all these things. And so again, but the issue in the country that this inflames, that isn't settled yet, is the whole Me Too thing. Is it simply the accusation? Is that what derails somebody's career? Somebody coming out and accusing them of something? Certainly, we all don't believe that. So, you have the, what is it, scorched earth politics that we have overlaid onto an issue that, you know, my daughter and I had a, I won't say a contentious discussion about it, but it was certainly obvious that we didn't have the same perspective. And so she said, but Dad, if she comes forward, I said, Catherine, she has to, you're innocent in this country. It's one of the foundations of the nation. So you mean to tell me that you don't report it, you don't do anything, and now 35 years later, you're going to come in and so we should just derail the guy's career based on, and again, you use Harvey Weinstein, right? Universally reviled, right, by everybody. And I said the other day, what is his defense going to be? I didn't rape anybody. If anybody was using anybody, they were using me. Or maybe we were using each other. They were furthering their career, and I wanted to have sex. That's not a crime, and it never has been. At no point did I rape anybody. That will be his defense, as sure as I'm sitting here. So that issue is, so we have the politics of this, and again, make no mistake, the politics are not small. This was one of the marquee issues in the last election, right? Whoever gets elected is going to name how many Supreme Court justices? Possibly three? Will decide the leaning of the Supreme Court for the next 50 years. So now what we're doing is we're going to attempt to prevent that appointment and hope that we can flip the Senate in the next election. And then whoever will get appointed after that will certainly not be of the same ilk. That's the game, that the political cutthroat game that's getting played here. The Me Too issue is simply, could have been another issue, but that's the issue that will be on display today. The Me Too issue. Right? And that issue divides the country as well. What is it? What's enough? You know, then you have the we believe her. Right? So any woman that comes forward to accuse you should be believed, yes? Well, part of me says, yeah. You know, why don't they report it more often? Because of everything that goes with it. So now, but then there's another side that says, okay, now you got to prove it. If there was a crime, if somebody's going to pay for it, you have to be able to prove it. What happens if you can't prove it? So anyway, so you have those two layers, and then layered on top of it is the Jerry Springer event. Right? Can you imagine the hysteria that has gripped places like Fox, CNN, MSNBC over the course of the last week? You know, people up all night, right, preparing for today, so that they can leverage it for the highest ratings, right? Breaking news, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And that's what you get today. And that's American democracy in action. And then so then all of that, and I can hear my friend talking to me, anybody who rails on the system doesn't get it. So that's the system? That's what we get? Is the system supposed to be better? Was the system ever better? Or is this just Mac, as I've said previous, is this just Mac being a choir boy? I don't like it like this. I don't want it like this. I want it to be different. If it could only be, well, it never was, right? If you look at the movie Lincoln and you see what Lincoln did to get the amendment that abolished slavery passed, it was not pretty. It was cracking kneecaps. It was giving jobs. It wasn't about what was true, what was right, and what was noble. So is it a fantasy to think that the truth should be important and doing what's right is important? Or is that just those of us who are rubes out here in the sticks musing about our civics classes? So again, so today all of that will be on display, and I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not looking forward to it. At the end of the day, Brett Kavanaugh will either stand by his story and say, "Look, I did not do that. You know, I did not do that." I may, right, what could he say? I may have been at the party. I certainly did not do what she's accusing me of. So again, that's just a piece of this, all right? Make no mistake, it is a fight for who controls the Supreme Court. That's what, and then the rest of it is just burn it down. And adding ample fuel to the fire is the whole Me Too thing, which... Like, so you don't need a whole lot of fuel for this issue about who controls the Supreme Court. And then the other aspect of this that you'll see on display today that is just sickening will be the likes of the guy from New Jersey, Cory Booker, who's running for president, right? Kamala Harris running for president, as they get up and they scream and yell and make their case why they should be the next president of the United States. So, yeah, so that will be layered into this as well. So good luck to everybody, as this thing unfolds. I don't know, again, I don't know what to make of it. The guy who told me that, people who rail on the system just don't get it. I instant messaged him this morning and said, we need to talk, right? When the truth is irrelevant, and that's what I guess I'm coming to believe, the truth doesn't matter, okay? It's only what you can leverage in the media and what you can pass that matters in terms of legislation. That's all that matters. If you can't pass it, if you can't muster the votes, if you can't put them in a corner relative to the media, it doesn't matter then. It absolutely, positively doesn't matter. If you can't compromise their seat and make them listen to you, it doesn't matter. So you're going to talk to me about the truth? Come on, pumpkin. You don't understand how the democracy works. You don't understand how the democracy ever worked. Truth, the first casualty. Right. So, anyway, Mac waxes not very poetic. As the day kicks off in Washington, D.C. Yeah, Rod Rosenstein, he's probably going to, he'll be a footnote today. He's thinking, oh, thank God. Hopefully I'll survive my meeting with the president and nobody will even know because nobody will even know because of the Kavanaugh hearings sucking the air out of the universe today. So anyway, I want to talk about suicide today. There's disturbing numbers out of the VA, and that is numbers for young veterans are on the rise. So we'll do that this morning. Before we get to the news, I want to cover that. And then we'll check the news. And then Grant Newsham's going to join us. I think he's in Eastern Europe now. Yeah, go figure. So we'll catch up with Grant and we'll find out what he's doing. And then we'll see what the gunner has to say. So good morning to you on a Thursday. All Marine Radio continues. The, national anthem makes it official. Good morning. Dedicated to the truth. May he or she rest in peace. Except that would be the wrong song.
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
And so, my fellow Americans.
Did he say honestly?
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah,
is PTSD. It's like having a cage in your brain. It's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once the bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose. So you want to keep them in the cage.
Can you imagine? Were you a Vietnam veteran and you came home and they told you to take your uniform off and don't talk about it and just forget about it?
I can't even imagine. I have so much respect for those guys.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day, and Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
Interesting email. Interesting question, Mac. Did the truth ever matter? Or has politics always cast it aside in favor of agendas and what you can pass? The truth is only a convenient jacket that people put on at times when they need it. I like that. Otherwise, it's discarded in favor of, excuse me, a much more compelling jacket, which is my own political agenda. The truth is a suit of convenience. Whoa. Interesting. Currently raining at 62 in Quantico. Camp Lejeune, it is cloudy at 82. They were expected to have, I think, rain late in the week today. Granbury, Texas, maybe last night, as a matter of fact. Granbury, Texas, clouds in 60. Big Timber, Montana has warmed up. Clouds, 57 degrees. 29 Palms, sunny, 75. Pendleton, clouds in 60. Lieutenant's been sleeping outside last couple nights there. Clouds in 83 in Okinawa with 3 weather alerts there. In the central part of the Helmand Province, in south central Afghanistan, it is evening, 83 degrees there, under clear skies. In Costa Mesa, Newport Beach area, beautiful Southern California, it is cloudy and 66. Looking for a high today of 80 degrees. Tomorrow, 78, and on Saturday, 75. There you have it. Set the thermostat at 75 and nobody move. All right, that's a look at your weather. More of All Marine Radio coming up on a Thursday edition here on your home for it, the one and only All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner's looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you. And we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in a crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. Are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
It'll be kind of like being a pilot. You'll come out of college and you want a cyber guarantee, and we'll give you a cyber guarantee.
Great.
And then if you make it through the school, then you'll get qualified, and that's what you'll go do. If you don't, then we'll
room in the garage.
Make you an infantry officer.
Worked okay for you and
worked
me,
out for
so.
You. Of course, everyone knows that the most intelligent, handsome people on the earth are infantry officers.
As this would convey.
Exhibit A and B.
That's right.
I want to walk into a cold, bitter ocean, feel the sting of letting go of all hope and hope in me.
Winning. Peyton Davis just sent me something. She's at something in Florida. And I'll share it with you. Talking about... she's at a conference in Orlando, Florida. Listening to one of the lecturers talk about death and how in a book she read that what people who have lost someone miss the most is the ability to talk about that person. Because it makes other people uncomfortable. So she said, what she's learned is, when someone says, I lost my dad or husband or daughter, instead of saying, I'm sorry for your loss, say, what was their name? What were they like? And give the other person the ability to feel comfortable and give them the opportunity to bring that person back to life, even if it's briefly. My response, people don't even think about doing that. First of all, they're shocked. They're a little bit scared, right? What do I say? I don't want to upset you. And then I said, you know, when I see amputees, you know, I'll walk up and say, hey, where did you get those? Where did you get that? And my daughters cringe when I do it. Dad, you can't do that. I said, yeah, but we don't give a shit, right? We don't care in our tribe where they got them. And so, but you know what? It's pretty atypical for people to go there. And how do you educate people to do that, right? And I think most people would say, you know what? Even if they want it done, what happens if somebody who doesn't want it, I do that too? And they look at me and say, I'd rather not talk about it. I'm never going there again. So it's hard. It's hard. Maybe there's an intermediate question. Do you mind if I ask you what was his or her name? And if then they say, I'd rather not talk about it, then I guess that's one thing. The second thing would be, then if they said, oh, his name was, her name was, you know, then obviously you let them unburden themselves. Interesting. Interesting. The all right, I want to, before we cover the news, this is, the VA published an update of suicide statistics. All right, so I want to talk about that. So it takes a couple days for people to digest the data and begin to compare it. U.S. veterans ages 18 to 34 jumped to 45 suicides per 100,000. In 2016, up from 40 in 2015. Okay, so an increase of 5% in 1 year. That's not insignificant. All right. But for the age group 18 to 34, suicide rates have been rising for the past decade, as they have in the population. So the question is, right, are they rising in veterans faster than they're rising in the population? That rate jumped from 40.4 to 45 suicides per 100,000 in 2016, which is the last available year that the data exists. These findings underscore the fact that suicide is a national public health issue that affects communities everywhere, said the VA press release, blah, blah, blah. The overall number of veteran suicides changed little, falling to 6,079 in 2016 from 6,281. So it fell by 200. Now, maybe statistically, but at least the trend, we like the trend line, yes? Well, the overall rate essentially held steady, in part because suicide among veterans older than 55 fell, while younger cohort veterans saw increased numbers. The oldest age group had the largest number of overall deaths because they make up the largest portion of the veteran population. Recent VA secretaries, including the current head of the department, Robert Wilkie, have said they made addressing suicide a top priority. If any other population of 20 million were exposed to these threats, it would be considered a public health priority, said Paul Rykoff, CEO of Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, which has many younger veterans as members. There has never been a national call for action. Recently, the Inspector General released a report showing a Minnesota VA facility didn't manage follow-up care for a veteran who recently had been admitted to a hospital for suicidal thoughts. He killed himself less than 24 hours after he was released from the hospital. Some other findings of the comprehensive report include 70% of veterans who killed themselves used a firearm, compared with less than 50% for civilians. should that surprise anybody? You know, veterans are a tad more comfortable with firearms. Veterans who had been part of the National Guard or Military Reserve Unit, but who had never been called up for federal service, saw rates of suicide rise, which the VA said could be due in part to those troops having fewer veterans benefits and access to VA care than active duty troops. The VA said it plans to increase in upcoming years its suicide prevention efforts among this sometimes neglected group. Veterans who have been part of the National Guard or a military unit who have never been called up for federal service, so that means they never have deployed, saw rates of suicide rise. Now, again, the question is, did it rise more than the rise in the civilian population? I would think it would mirror that rise. So, anyway, 5 points among younger veterans. That's not a trend that is a good one. To the news we go. Let me read you another email. This one's entitled "The Truth." I like the previous email that talked about the truth as a coat or a suit that someone puts on when it's convenient, when it suits them, when it aligns with their political ends. I would offer you, Mac, the way that former Secretary of the Navy Ray Mabus acted when he didn't like what the Marine Corps study did. I forget the name. It's called the Ground Combat Integration Study. The Marine Corps undertook to see, you know, what would happen in and how units compared. Okay. Before the report even went public, he assailed it and said it was poorly done, and the women involved in it were not of the caliber that should have been involved in it. That is straight up illustration of what you're talking about. He didn't know a whole lot about the study. I know some of the people that were involved in it. They said the study was straight up legitimate and that time will prove that their conclusions were correct. They were simply statistical observations of how men and women perform extended duty in the field. The issues that involve putting additional loads on females and expecting them to perform at the same rates as males do. That was what the study was about. It was assassinated by a political hack because the truth didn't line up with his political agenda. And that's what we see today. The more interesting question is that the way it's always been? At one point, did people like Walter Cronkite and the McNeil Lear NewsHour police the people that would get out of line relative to the truth? And the majority of newsmen and women were like that. They were professionals. They would expose those who attempted to make an end run around the truth. I think it would merit study, but I do believe the media has probably been the enabler in all of this. You can preach your own version of the truth. You can play to your base, and you never have to reconcile it. All you have to do is decline the invitation to go on the other news network. The truth. You can get away with much more now because our media has fundamentally changed. Whoa. We're in deep shape. We're in the deep end of the pool right now. All right. We're in the deep end of the pool. All right. Some Marine headlines. Marines award contract for lighter, better fitting plate carrier. how much lighter. Marines will soon be getting their hands on a new light. So for those of you who don't know, plate carrier means flak jacket. Okay. A new lighter, better fitting plate carrier. On Wednesday, the DOD announced that a 5-year contract for $62 million was awarded to Vertical Protective Apparel, LLC, a New Jersey-based company, to produce the Marine Corps Plate Carrier Generation 3. The contract calls for a maximum of 225,886 new plate carriers over a 5-year period. Looks kind of like the old one. The new plate carrier is, quote, less bulky, lighter in weight, and provides a smaller overall footprint than the current plate carrier while maintaining the same soft armor coverage and protection levels. That, according to Marine spokeswoman for MAR 4 Systems Command, her name is Barbara Hamby. The Gen 3 carrier prototype was 23% lighter and came with shoulder straps for ease of fitting and reduced the length of the carrier by about 1.25 inches. Marines are also amid plans to procure lighter ballistic armor. That's just a plate carrier. So the plate carrier, we're not talking about the system. See, when I hear the plate carrier system, I thought the integrated inside of that was the plate carrier. So, jury's still out. Come on, the plate carrier was never that heavy. So, I guess it's better. And that's good. That's good. But the real key is lightening the armor that goes inside of it. Lightening the armor. And again, not everybody needs it. Some people can use the old armor. The people that have the space age should have the space age armor are the people that go out and risk their lives. Okay? They should have the cool guy armor. Everybody else can have the old armor if money's an issue, right? But let me tell you, you can lighten it. The question is, do you want to spend the money? Because the materials that would lighten it are not going to be cheap. But everybody doesn't need it, okay? Just like everybody doesn't need a suppressor. Yeah, but the cool guys have them, so we want them. You don't need one. Right? If you're shooting, we're getting overrun, okay? You don't need to suppress that stuff, okay? You just let it rip. Okay? If you got to wear your flak jacket and possibly get shot at, guess what? Throw that son of a bitch on. You're not going to have it on for very long because this is not what you do for a living. Yeah. So, but in the Marine Corps, we have this thing that, God forbid, we all don't have the same equipment. What, am I not good enough? No, you're good enough. You just don't have the need to wear that kind of equipment because you're not going to use it. All right, just for the record, I found a version of the Elizabeth Smart movie that you can watch online. Yeah, how about that? If you've never seen it, you should watch it. So go to the All Marine Radio Read Board and go to the Read Board and you'll see Elizabeth Smart movie. I am Elizabeth Smart. Yeah. So just click on that. And it'll take you to the link. And that's part one of two parts. I'm sure you'll figure that out. Hey, the whole movie's not here. Yeah, Bozo, click on part two. Oh, didn't see that. So there you have it. All right, other Marine Corps stories today. Another email about the truth. Mac. Interesting discussion in the deep end of the pool. Did the truth ever matter? I did see the movie Lincoln. It was pretty icky. That's our political system. Has it been any other way ever? ? Even our media throughout our history hasn't been driven by the truth. William Randolph Hearst is largely credited with taking us to war after the main incident in Havana Harbor. Not exactly your beacon of virtue relative to journalism, Mr. Hearst. Made a ton of money, though. If you don't believe me, just go to San Simeon. You'll see some of it. San Simeon I've never been to. It's on the coast of California. William Randolph Hearst, I don't know what you would call it, estate, mansions, plural. Overlooking the Pacific Ocean. Yeah, everybody told me it's absolutely, absolutely beautiful. I've never been though. Was it ever any other way? Interesting. Maybe that's what my friend means. It was never any other way. So we lament about people that don't seek the truth. We're being naive. That's the way the game gets played. The media gets used in this game of political power. Yeah. And if you don't think it's a game of burn it down, then you're not paying attention. Whoa. How about that shit? You've heard of real politic? Yeah. Where we don't give any credence to anything other than the elements of real power. Next story. DOD faces scrutiny on mission creep in Syria to counter Iran. So pivot in the Middle East towards Iran is getting a fair amount of interest on Capitol Hill, so we'll pay attention to that. Listen to this shit. Former Marine gets prison for bilking more than $500,000 from the Marine Corps Toys for Tots. A former Marine was sentenced to 33 months in prison for embezzling more than $500,000 from the Marine Corps and just over $20,000 from a popular Christmas holiday charity called Toys for Tots. Staff Sergeant Christopher Aragon, a former supply chief for 3rd Force Reconnaissance Company, out of Mobile, Alabama, and the unit's Toys for Tots program coordinator used his position to file fraudulent charges to a unit travel card and a credit card linked to the toy donation charity. According to court documents, Aragon conspired with his wife, Tanisha Aragon, and Dana Davis, owner of the Runway Cafe in Mobile, Alabama, to defraud the Marine Corps of $554,000. $44.08. Aragon authorized fraudulent charges from one Runway Cafe to 3rd Force Recon's travel card and submitted false documents, invoices, and unit rosters, according to the court press release. But the Corps picked up on the bogus charges during an audit and found serious discrepancies, such as invoices not matching the unit's actual activities in the area. The number of meals were excessive compared to the number of Marines in the unit, and the rosters of 3rd Force Marines were fabricated, according to the release. While serving as 3rd Force Recon's Toys for Tots program coordinator between December 2013 and December 2014, Aragon conspired with his wife and used the unit's credit card linked to the holiday charity to make unauthorized payments to himself, according to the release. Toys for Tots lost nearly $23,000 in the scam, but Aragon and his wife later gave back $3,000 to the nonprofit. In May, all three defendants pled guilty to trying to defraud the Marine Corps. Dana Davis was sentenced to 6 months in prison in August. Tanisha Aragon was sentenced to 5 years of probation and 6 months of what is now home confinement on September 10th. Christopher Aragon was sentenced to 33 months in prison, was ordered to undergo 3 years of supervised release after finishing his term of prison to pay a $100 mandatory special assessment, receive mental health treatment, undergo credit restrictions. All three were also to pay back the Marine Corps for the money that was embezzled. Wow. Now that is a special brand of piece of shit. Okay, there's your guard variety. Stealing from Toys for Tots. A couple follow-ups from the Secretary of Defense. One, you had the admiral that's being confirmed as the head of, I want to say, is the ambassador? Who made a comment? Somebody made a comment yesterday about readiness in Korea. Oh, it was General Robert Abrams, United States Army, told Congress, as he gets confirmed to be the commander of U.S. Forces Korea, that the readiness of approximately 28,000 U.S. forces on the peninsula was slightly impacted by the cancellation of Ulchi Freedom Guardian exercises with South Korea. Quote, that's a key exercise to maintain continuity and to continue to practice our interoperability. So there was a slight degradation, Abrams said, on Capitol Hill on Tuesday. And hold on, here's the Secretary of Defense himself in about a 40-second audio clip, so stand by.
If you emphasize the word slight, certainly if you're not training today, then you could say there's a slight degradation. Is it notable? Is it material? I think that's why he put the word slight in there. So there's nothing significant to it if you look at what he said.
There's no there.
Does that enter into your calculus for a recommendation for the future, or for maybe scaling them down?
No, I'll give my advice to the president. As you all know, you take risk in war. We also take risk in peace. We do not believe the risk right now is anything other than negligible.
There you have it, in his own words. You know, so that's a big headline. And then you listen to the soundbite, you're like, not so much. He said slight. The Secretary of Defense said slight. So that's the buzzword, not so much. The other story that the Secretary of Defense was quoted on was in terms of females serving in infantry units. Is the jury still out on that? So there's some more audio relative to that. So we'll listen to it. But again, he was his comment was that speaking of VMI, the jury was still out on that issue, and that there'd certainly need to be more data and study. And again, that's what the Marine Corps' Ground Combat Integration Study sought to do, right? But we'll do it now with active duty people and on a prolonged basis. And you'll hear the audio as soon as I can make it work. You know, all these things play automatically if you have your computer set up that way.
Sir, one clarifier on the women in infantry. Just to talk about the issue again, what are your thoughts on women serving in infantry positions? And also, there are
right now, I prefer just to say that I handle problems when they're brought to me. I have not had problems brought to me. If you look at other nations that have opened infantry positions to women, you see a very small number. We can't even draw statistical performance indicators from other nations right now. So I don't talk about things that I don't have data on. Again, I handle problems. A problem has not been brought to my attention, so there's nothing more I can say on it.
There you have it. Oh, so it's not a story? We need one. We want a story. We need a story. Yeah, so, all right, so that's Marine News. Real quick, the top five stories in Early Bird. Number one, Mattis defends remarks on women in the infantry. It's a non-story, right? He says the jury's still out, looking for trends. All right, does that mean he's against it? I guess you could write that story. James Mattis revealed himself at VMI. It's about as ridiculous as him telling Sean Spicer, I've killed people for a living. Do you want to go to Afghanistan? Come on, man. It's stupid. A Silicon Valley startup that loves the Pentagon. Google may balk at military contracts, but Hive Mapper founder Ariel Seidman believes working with the U.S. Defense Department can save lives. So take that, Google. Yeah, go get in bed with China, you bunch of losers. Number three, the new infrastructure the Air Force needs for multi-domain operations. What's missing? This is command and control shit. What's missing for the Air Force to be able to simultaneously execute operations in multiple domains of warfare in support of a single primary objective and overarching collaborative infrastructure for systems and sensors to talk to each other? That's right. And then the next thing we'll do with it is we'll introduce artificial intelligence, and nobody's going to have to risk their lives. Drones, robots, artificial intelligence will just hit the button. Go. Interesting. Only ranked number four is the suicide rate. So, so if you look at Military Times, VA, suicide rate for younger veterans increases by more than 10%. That's the number four story. What's the number one story today? Number one is a social story, not a suicide story, which is real, a contrived piece of bait click. So, Military Times, alive and well. Trump takes aim at China and Iran while leading UN Security Council meeting. You know, the president, you get what you get with him. And if you've learned anything about in a crisis, what does he do? He doubles down on what he already said. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to see if we can get Grant Newsham, who's in Eastern Europe. I think he's in Slovenia, if I'm not mistaken. I think. More of Allmarine Radio coming up next. We're going to talk to him. So what has Mr. Kim done to rate a second meeting? Anything? Don't touch that dial. More of Allmarine Radio coming up next on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world, leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.